don't know where my son is.
1 year after Orlando mass murder.
We aren't going to forget, but we're also going to move on and we're going to make things better.
First Comey, now Sessions. Anyone else?
I'd like to invite the president to testify.
Court action in frat house death.
This was murder of our son.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are tears and tributes today for the 49 people gunned down 1 year ago at Orlando's Pulse nightclub. Flags at half-staff. Churches will ring bells for the victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
The serenity outside the Pulse nightclub belies what happened inside a year ago.
Oh, my God.
First, the death toll was said to be 20. Then
we have not 20, but 50 casualties,
including the gunman. For a year, 68 wounded survivors have received medical attention, counseling, and other help through agencies like the LGBT Center. Executive Director Terry DiCarlo.
Everything happened organically. We found out what the needs were, and as they came up, we made it happen.
But DiCarlo says, unlike the rest of the world, the survivors haven't moved on. Everything here is not rosy.
This is going to go on for 3, 5, 10 years.
City Commissioner Patty Sheehan is a leader in Orlando's gay community. If there's a positive from this, she says Pulse changed many hearts, especially among religious leaders, when anti-gay protesters showed up for the funerals.
This was so disgusting to our religious community that they had an epiphany. Truly.
The memorial outside Pulse still attracts visitors every day. Pictures, artwork, messages leave many people almost speechless.
It's beautiful what's been left here. It's beautiful that all that I can see, but there are no words to describe what I'm feeling.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, now to Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is next up for an appearance before a Senate committee as reverberations continue to be felt from James Comey's testimony last week. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, importantly, it's still not clear whether Sessions' appearance tomorrow before the intelligence panel will be in public or behind closed doors. Senators from both parties want to hear from the Attorney General about his involvement in the firing of James Comey. Sessions had recused himself from the Russia probe 2 months before. Chuck Schumer is the top Senate Democrat.
The president said Comey was fired because of Russia. How does that fit in with his recusal?
Last Friday, President Trump said he's 100% ready to testify under oath to tell his side of the Comey story. But Republican Lindsey Graham says doing so in public would be inappropriate.
Mr. President, let's don't make a circus out of your presidency. If you want to come to the Judiciary Committee and testify under oath, we'll put Comey right by you. It'd be the highest rated TV show in the history of the world, but it's not good for our democracy.
And Stephen, there's word this morning the president may find himself in court on another matter.
Yeah, the Attorneys General of Maryland and the District of Columbia will file suit today alleging the president has violated the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, taking payments from foreign governments via his D.C. hotel. It's the first lawsuit of its kind because it's being filed by states, raising a question the Supreme Court has never answered. Mr. Trump's lawyers have argued there's nothing about his ownership of his hotel that violates the Constitution. Steve?
Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Puerto Ricans voted for U.S. statehood in a non-binding referendum. Turnout was low. It's not likely the Republican-led U.S. Congress will approve any changes to Puerto Rico's political status. A day of protest today in Moscow led by Vladimir Putin's chief opponent, Alexei Navalny. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is covering.
Navalny, along with about 1,000 of his protesters, were detained at the last protest in March when authorities were surprised by the huge turnout in cities across Russia. Of mostly young people who support Navalny's main anti-corruption message, but who are also angry about everything from unemployment to state control of the media.
His wife says Navalny was detained today by police. 30 years ago today, there was a direct challenge to the leadership in Moscow.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
President Reagan in a divided Berlin. 2 years later, the Berlin Wall did come down. The Bill Cosby sex assault trials heading into its second week. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The prosecution called 12 witnesses over 5 days before arresting on Friday, and Bill Cosby's spokesman hinted the comedian could take the stand when the defense starts its case today. Last week, accuser Andrea Constand and her mother provided a strong case against Cosby, saying he admitted to giving her pills and sexually assaulting her over a two-hour phone call in 2005. Cosby has appeared in good spirits as he fights charges that could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
In State College, Pennsylvania, 18 former fraternity members go into court today in the death of a pledge. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Timothy Piazza's father, Jim, is angry that members of Beta Theta Pi knew his son was injured after falling downstairs while intoxicated, yet waited hours to call for help.
This wasn't boys being boys. This was murder.
His mother, Evelyn Piazza.
To know that he was laying at the bottom of the basement steps for any length of time, it was terrible.
Prosecutors say the frat members knew Piazza was hurt but waited for hours to call for help. He died 2 days later.
Well, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us change is in the works at Uber as the ride services board of directors has approved a host of recommendations.
Uber says it will release the details of what action the company is taking, but already there is a great deal of speculation. A number of reports suggest that Uber's controversial CEO Travis Kalanick will take a leave of absence and that Uber's chief financial officer, Emil Michael, will depart the company.
GE has announced today its longtime CEO Jeff Immelt will retire in just over a month. In New York City, on the outside, always looking the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen took 6 Tony Awards on CBS, Best Actor Ben Platt among them. Hello, Dolly won 4, Best Revival, and star Bette Midler took home a Tony and had the last word.
I just want to say, Revival, shut that crap off. I just want to say...
Kevin Kline and Laurie Metcalf also won Tonys. For the second straight year, the Pittsburgh Penguins have won hockey's Stanley Cup.
Moving in for the empty net, he scores!
A 2-0 Game 6 win over the Nashville Predators did it on Westwood 1. The Golden State Warriors look to win the NBA crown tonight. The critically acclaimed movie Loving told the story surrounding a landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling that happened 50 years ago today.
Interracial marriage became legal nationwide June 12, 1967, after the Supreme Court threw out a Virginia law used to arrest Mildred and Richard Loving in their home. Virginia Tech history professor Peter Wallenstein says the ruling had huge cultural and social significance.
It was the last pillar in the whole structure of Jim Crow to be brought crashing down. Right, this is 2 years after the Voting Rights Act. It's 3 years after the Civil Rights Act.
It's estimated about 10% of married people in the U.S. have a spouse of a different race or ethnicity. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
92-year-old former President Jimmy Carter shared the love on a recent commercial flight from Atlanta to Washington. He's shown on a Twitter video making the rounds, shaking hands with everyone on board the flight. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.